Bus Master, in the proclaim of the Gospel of the Holy Apostle and Evangelist Matthew.
May God, through the intercessions of the Holy Glorious All-Audible Apostle and Evangelist Matthew, grant utterance with great power unto thee that proclaimest the good tidings unto the fulfillment of the Gospel of his beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Wisdom, attend. Let us hear the Holy Gospel.
Peace be to all.
And to thy spirit.
The reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to thee, O Lord. Glory to thee.
Let us attend.
At that time, Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, and saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets, and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. And he called them, and they immediately left the ship and their father, and followed him. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Great multitudes of people from Galilee followed him, and from Decapolis, and from Jerusalem, and from Judea, and from beyond Jordan. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and talked, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say every manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you.
Talked last week a little bit about how the first Sunday after Pentecost we celebrate the Sunday of All the Saints. And I mentioned last night how we celebrate following customs which we have inherited through the Russian Orthodox Church, the custom of commemorating on the Sunday following that the saints of our land, the local saints of our particular land. So today for us, in addition to it being the second Sunday after Pentecost, it is also the Sunday of All the Saints of North America. That's an important feast day for us. We read from the Gospels how the Lord called the first apostles. Walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, fishing, and he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And they left their nets straight away, and they followed him. Now, they had already been acquainted with Jesus somewhat, because Andrew in particular was a disciple of John the Baptist, and he had heard John the Baptist bearing witness to Jesus. He was with John the Baptist whenever John pointed at Jesus walking and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And Andrew came and made acquaintance with Jesus, but he continued to follow John the Baptist. And after John was cast into prison, then he went back to his work of fishing with his brother Peter. And it's in this condition that Jesus comes upon him and his brother Peter fishing, and he says, "Come with me, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." So it's not like they had never seen Jesus before or didn't know anything about him. It's some kind of miraculous response. They had already been acquainted with him to some degree. More importantly, they had heard John the Baptist's witness of Jesus. "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And so they drop everything and they go and they follow Jesus. The same with the sons of Zebedee, James and John, fishing with their father, mending their nets, and he calls them and they immediately leave everything and they follow. So this is, it's beautiful because this is the reading that's appointed for the second Sunday after Pentecost, but it also works, I think, very nicely for the Sunday of All the Saints of North America. It could be used, honestly, for any of the Feasts of the Saints, because this is precisely what it means to be a saint. I think sometimes we look at the lives of the saints and we see things that they do, right? We see miraculous things or even heroic things. We look at, for example, Saint Seraphim of Sarov, and we look at him standing in prayer for 100 days and nights, or I forget, maybe 300 days and nights, I forget what it was. 1,000, thank you, I was off by a factor of 10. 1,000 days and nights, standing on a rock in prayer. And we look at that and we think, "Oh goodness, I could never do that." And we look at the lives of other saints that do what we would consider to be heroic or even superhuman things, and we think, "Oh, I could never do that." And then we hear Father Ambrose say unhelpful things like, "You're supposed to be saints." And we think, "How is that going to happen? I can't do these things that the saints do." But when we think in those terms, we have it backwards. We have it wrong. Because what is it that characterizes a saint? It's precisely one who hears the word of God and responds. The saints are those who, above all things, love God. And I hope that whenever I say it that way, you can start to think, "Well, maybe I could do that." God has not given a commandment to us that we stand for 1,000 days and nights on a rock in prayer. But he has given us a commandment that we should love him above all else. That is the path that God has prescribed for us. And it's what characterizes the lives of the saints. Saint Seraphim standing for 1,000 days and nights on a rock would be the first to tell you that that was not his goal. The goal of Saint Seraphim was not to have got to the end of 1,000 days and nights and said, "Wow, I did it." The goal of Saint Seraphim was to love God above all else and to use whatever tools were at hand to cultivate that love in his heart and to purge out every other unclean love that was there. That's why the saints exercised these great feats of asceticism. Saint Herman of Alaska, one who is near and dear to us, whose icon I put out today because I don't have one of all of the saints of North America, traveled thousands of miles to a foreign land to live in abject poverty. I think it's actually still to this day the longest Christian missionary journey ever undertaken, because the monks that came here to this continent, to Alaska, to Russian Alaska, came from Valam Monastery. It's about as far as you can get. I mean, when you talk about the extent of the Russian Empire in the 18th century, it's from one end to the other. It covered half of the globe. to go from Balaam to Russian Alaska on foot, largely. I forget how many, it was like 7,000 miles or something. I forget how long it was. But it's the longest Christian missionary journey ever undertaken in the history of Christian missionary journeys. And they walked it on foot. That's an ascesis. That's a labor. And again, we might look at that kind of thing and say, well, we can't do that. But why did they do it? Well, they were told to. They were under obedience, yes. Why did they accept that obedience? Because they loved God. They loved God with all of their strength, with all of their mind, with all of their heart. And they loved their neighbor as themselves. And that meant walking 7,000 miles to tell their neighbor about the good news, about God become man and the redemption that is given to us freely as a result of the crucifixion, the death, the resurrection, and the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. So when it comes down to the celebration of all the saints of North America, we celebrate those who have been glorified by God, those whom God has revealed to us as being saints. We also celebrate those who are unknown to us. We acknowledge that there are those who have lived out the Christian life in this land, and even in our very time, whom God has not chosen to reveal to us for whatever reason. And we acknowledge also that their path is our path. Their way of life is our way of life. Their sanctity is our sanctity. Their response to Christ is our response to Christ. It is our task not to do heroic things in the name of God. If God calls us to that, then He will give us the strength to perform it. But in the meantime, what God has called us to do is to love Him above all. And so on this Sunday of all the saints, I think we should meditate on that. We should strive to love God above all. We should strive in prayer. When we get up in the morning, we shouldn't look at our prayers as a burden, something we have to do because Father Ambrose said, I have to do it. No. Prayer, speaking to the beloved is what we seek to do, right? Those who are in love, they mourn when they're not in the presence of their beloved. They seek every opportunity to be in the presence of the beloved. They always want to see the face and hear the voice of the one that they love. So those who are in love with God, run eagerly to speak to Him. They try to spend as much time in His presence as possible. They strive in every way to do what is pleasing to Him. Not because it's required, but because they love. So for us, brothers and sisters, let us strive to love. Let us strive above all to love God. With all of our strength, with all of our might, with all of our soul. Following the example of the saints from all of the ages, even to this very age, even to this very time and place. The saints who have fulfilled this simple commandment to love God above all, so that we too may be counted among their number. To God who is glorified in the saints be all glory, honor, and worship unto ages of ages. Amen.